The following are 7 ways to find great investments in good markets and in bad ones. Most of the 7 ways are based upon not being a lemming. The number one way to find a great investment. Remember that people are lemmings. One of the simplest and best ways to find investments is to wait for amateurs to get into the market. Amateurs always get in late, usually at the top of the market. Generally, because they are late, they come in droves, create a frenzy, prices go up, and then the amateurs pay too much for the investment. After the market crashes, which it always does, then the real investors go back in to find the best investments at the best prices. This is true for any asset class, be it paper assets, real estate, or businesses. The number one way to find an investment is when the lemmings are running for the cliff and greed is multiplied with even more greed. Rich Dad liked to say, "Greed plus stupidity equals opportunity." And remember these 5 lessons in addition to remembering that when it comes to investing, most people are lemmings. Number 1. Lemmings are late and investors are early, and that applies to both buying and selling. Number 2. It is easier to find great deals in a bad market than in a good market. Number 3. When markets are bad, lemmings return to hiding in their dirt burrows. When markets are bad, investors are out and about getting rich. Number 4. You can still make money during a good market. You just have to be a much smarter investor in a good market. When markets are hot, markets are at their riskiest, so be extra careful. Number 5. When markets are good, the hardest thing to do is not be a lemming. When markets are bad, the hardest thing to do is be an investor. The number 2 way to find a great investment: personal tragedy or calamity. The second way great investments are found is via personal tragedy and calamity. I do not enjoy finding great investments in this way, yet I have. Many years ago, I found a property that was up for sale by a man who had just lost his job. He was 2 weeks away from foreclosure by the bank. "Just pay what I owe the bank and you can have the house," he said. "I don't want to do that," I replied. "Look, you'll be helping me and my family out," he said. "How will I be doing that?" "I won't have a black mark on my credit rating if you pay what I owe and keep the house. When I get back on my feet again, I'll be better able to buy a house for my family. If I have a foreclosure on my record, buying a house will be more difficult and I'll pay a higher interest rate." Although I did not feel good about buying the house from this person, I knew he was asking me to help him, not exploit him during this period of personal tragedy. The point is, when personal tragedy hits, many people are desperate to sell. While this is a good time to invest, I suggest you let your conscience be your guide. The number 3 way to find a great investment: a recession. Recessions are simply contractions of the economy. They occur on a regular basis, again making the point that buying opportunities repeat. Obviously, a recession brings on commercial as well as personal calamities. During a recession, many businesses are selling the business and its equipment for pennies on the dollar. Personal residences fall in value, and personal toys like cars, lake houses, and boats are also sold for pennies on the dollar. Individuals may find themselves asset or toy rich, but cash poor. A great example of this is a founder of a dot-com company who, while his stock was flying high, bought new cars, a big house, and lots of toys. We call them doodads in the cash flow game. After the dot-com crash, this very same individual had to sell his cars, house, and toys as quickly as possible to raise enough cash just to live on. This massive sell-off of possessions was a great opportunity for people looking for doodads with the cash to buy them at the fire sale prices. The seller was happy to find a willing buyer, and the buyer was happy to buy the doodads at less than their retail value. At the same time, the dot-com company's assets, such as its furniture and computer equipment, were also available for purchase at very reduced prices. The company was able to raise cash through the sale of its assets, and the buyers were able to purchase barely used furniture and computers at great prices. Again, I do not like trading on personal tragedy, yet sometimes you can actually help someone out, even if you are giving them only pennies on the dollar.